Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there. Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Today's segment is entitled An Old Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nancy is scheduled to go under the saw and have her knee replaced. And as a result, things are very busy around the Dining Duo household.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stocking up on leftovers and trying to bulk up to survive her recuperation period.
I have food in the freezer, too.
Well, you know what I mean? After all, it's all about me. I mean, what am I going to do?
And I'm not going to need to eat?
Well, you're going to be recuperating.
So that means I can't eat?
I have to keep my strength up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Jim is such a loving husband. I'm having my leg chopped in two pieces, having a gadget built by the lowest bidder put in place, mm-hmm. and he's worried about where the next meal will come from. Now do you see why I call him a moron?
What do you mean? All you have to do is lay there, and they cut your leg and do it, and it dangles around. They slip a new piece in and sew it back up, and you're good to go. What am I going to eat?
My dear,
huh?
I don't need any more nerves than I've got already.
I'm so supportive, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Thank you, dear. Mm-hmm. Thank you, dear.
You couldn't be more supportive. Well, yeah, you could.
I could?
No.
I'll wait till the show goes out a little bit. Oh, you'll see. we have to get several restaurants in queue so as not to disappoint our loyal listeners.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we dropped in at the Old Republic Kitchen and Bar in Elgin.
This restaurant is difficult to find since you can't see it from Randall Road.
Why is that? So many shopping centers on Randall Road, they have all these stores and restaurants and everything. But driving down Randall, you can't see them.
Because they put strip malls and stuff in front of them.
There's like stuff in front of stuff.
Stuff in front of stuff. I know.
You can't see anything.
I don't know who wants to, you know, who does this. But it's got to be a man.
Why?
Because a woman wants to see where she is going to go shopping and get there right away. A woman wouldn't make a store covered up by another store.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It takes out the time from her shopping spree.
Okay.
Okay, so it occupied the old Lone Star Steakhouse building, if you recall that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That'll make it easier for you to find.
Walking in, the decor puzzled us.
It did.
You see white subway tile on the walls in a bar, street signs over the boots, old license plates bent to hold condiments, and the crowning touch was a chandelier hanging over the corner booth.
Yeah.
It was different.
Yeah, really.
I didn't get that. What that has to do with an Old Republic? I could see if it was like a subway cafe or L platform or something like that. But I don't know what that has to do with Old Republic.
I don't know.
I didn't understand.
That's why we said it's different, my love.
Yeah. If you understand it and can explain it to us, please do.
Okay.
I don't get it.
I don't care.
Okay.
We started off our meal with the cheesy beef egg rolls, $10.99, for an appetizer today. These were four egg rolls, which contained sliced top sirloin, sharp cheddar, jardiniere, and served with a side of horseradish cream. We've had this type of appetizer before in other local restaurants, and we have to admit, the cheddar cheese in it was a little off-putting.
Yeah, I don't think that should go with jardiniere and beef.
No.
It should be mozzarella or
mm-hmm.
something like that. Cheddar cheese should go with if it was like a hamburger egg roll or something.
Yeah.
That would be good, but
not this one.
No. Nancy had a taste for something spicy today, so she went with the cheesy beef for $12.99. This was sliced roast beef with melted mozzarella cheese on garlic French bread. Of course, got to get the garlic in there.
Of course I have to.
And it came with a side of jardiniere and au jus.
Au jus.
Au jus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You get to pick your choice of sides, and she chose French fries. The sandwich was yummy, she said, and the portion was large. Mm-hmm. Looked large.
I brought home stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Had another dinner out of it. Jim outdid himself once again today. He was in a cheesy mood and ordered the Wisconsin Slammer for $11.99. Buckle up. Wait till you hear what's on this burger. You won't believe it. It consisted of double quarter pound patties, deep fried cheese curds.
Oh, I love cheese curds.
Velveeta cheese.
Oh, my other favorite food group.
Smoked bacon.
Oh.
And a special sauce. We all know the special sauce.
That was
sort of like a Thousand Island.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. If you like cheese, this is the burger for you. This is the type of burger, he said, that you have to eat with a knife and fork since it's so ooey gooey. He chose the homemade potato chips for his side.
Yeah.
They put some kind of seasoning on that. I don't know what it is, but they put a seasoning on those potato chips just like they did on your hamburger. You said there was a...
Yeah,
it's different.
At first I thought it was my taste buds, but there was some sort of seasoning on everything that I didn't understand it.
I didn't like the potato chips. I tried yours. Yeah. I said, you can have some of my french fries if you want, and I'll try some of your potato chips because we always, that's what we do. We try each other's stuff, but I didn't want your potato chips.
I mean.
But then my french fries had the same kind of taste.
Everything had one certain spice on it. I don't know what it was.
I don't know what it is neither.
I mean, some people may like it, but, you know, I don't know. Well, the wait staff was very accommodating, and we came home with a huge doggy bag today.
We did.
But I still don't understand the theme of the restaurant.
I don't know.
It was very puzzling. I mean, it was a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
Service was good.
Mm-hmm.
Portions were large, but I don't know. It didn't do anything.
The atmosphere?
I didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
I mean, there was TVs all over the place, you know.
To make it into sort of a bar-y type thing, too. But
I don't know.
Because they did have a bar there.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, well.
The price for our pre-op stock-up was $45.73.
And you say I'm not supportive.
Oh, God.
I like that. That's kind of cool.
Oh, that just gives me chills. Oh, gosh. You are a moron.
I'm sick.
Did I ever do that to you when you went for your knee surgery last year?
No.
Exactly.
I couldn't help it.
Monday is scary. Well, it's coming up.
This restaurant is handicap accessible. You want to know my take, Toots?
I don't think so. I don't want you touching anything anymore. No. That iPad is off limits. Yes, what's your take?
My burger was greasy and messy, just the way a burger should be.
Okay.
I mean, it had the potential. I mean, what's
cheese that? Curds.
You had fried cheese curds. You had Velveeta. You had bacon. You had a half pound of meat.
What's not to like?
Yeah, I know, and it just fell short.
I
was so disappointed.
Yeah.
I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
It's not easy being me.
Well, when you go to a place, you really want to enjoy yourself, you know.
I guess I must have to learn to accept disappointment.
Yeah.
What's your take, Toots?
You're going to have to be very disappointed when I don't come home to you after this. No, don't you dare. My take? I live with a moron. But I honestly couldn't taste the garlic on my French bread, which was a bummer.
Oh.
I got it because I'm thinking, ooh, garlic.
Oh.
No garlic taste.
Oh. Well, give them the particulars, Poopsie.
Old Republic Kitchen and Bar, 155 South Randall Road, Elgin, 60123. Phone number is 224-535-9544. The Website is www.oldrepublicbar.com. The directions take Route 47 south to Lake Street, east to Randall Road, then south to Restaurant. The estimated travel time is 20 minutes. So for those of you who just tuned in to this great show that we're having today, if you didn't hear the saw buzz and the screaming, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU.
We do.
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
Mail's in.
Yes, we did. We did get a letter from Kathy, and she reminded us of the Cheesecake Factory in Oak Brook. Boy, we haven't been to the Cheesecake Factory, and I can't remember how long.
Has to be. We never did since we moved out into Huntley, so that's 10 years.
Yeah.
And we weren't, I don't know.
That's like where every meal is like 6,000 calories and stuff. And wow.
Yeah.
And that's without dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got to go check that place. I totally forgot about that place.
Yeah, I did too. But we don't have to go that far. There's one in the Woodfield Mall.
Oh, okay.
So we can go closer if we want.
All right. Yeah, well, then we will do that then.
Yes, yeah. We will.
All right. And thank you for the letter, Kathy. And as always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And now, for our WHRU detective.
Yes.
James Eggers is in the house, telling us all of the food felons.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Okay.
Just the facts.
Just give them the facts.
Just the facts.
Just give them the facts. And not fax it over to them. I'm saying, say the facts.
Just the facts. Just the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Just the facts. Well, We have news stories from all over the world again.
Another all over the world.
Spanning the globe. This is from our deputies and bureau chiefs all over the world.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check in with them.
The first one is from Vladimir Badenov.
Okay. Is that in Russia?
Yes, it was Boris Boris Badenov's cousin.
Oh, okay.
Vladimir Badenov.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Police pulled over a speeding hearse in Russia.
A hearse?
A hearse.
Why would police stop a hearse?
Well, because it was speeding. I mean, what's the guy in a hurry?
Well.
I mean, really.
Yeah, that's true. Where is he going?
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
And they took a look at the casket. I don't know why, but they saw something was suspicious, so they opened up the casket.
Ooh!
And actually, there was $500,000 worth of caviar in it.
Are you kidding?
No.
That's something. That's fishy.
And I something's fishy.
Something's fishy.
Yeah, I don't know why they would want to smuggle or steal caviar in a coffin.
Well, I have no idea.
But they apprehended them, and they hauled them off to the pokey. Now, this one takes place in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And it's from she's a policewoman.
A policewoman?
Yes, yeah, Suzanne Peach in Georgia.
Okay.
What, you don't think
she's really peachy, isn't she?
You don't think it's a real name?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, Suzanne Peach.
Yeah, and she's in Georgia.
Well, this happened in a trailer park in Georgia. It appears that robbers broke into the trailer park and stole $98,000 worth of ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles?
Can you imagine what it would take to have $98,000 worth of ramen noodles?
they had to be a hoarder and take one whole trailer, double-sided probably, or double-wide, I mean.
It had to be a double-wide, yeah.
And fill it completely, top to bottom.
I know.
And even that, ramen noodles are dirt cheap.
I know, and why they would steal them.
I know. That's bizarre.
I don't know. But, you know, the perpetrators are still at large.
Ooh.
The next story is from Floyd County, Kentucky.
Floyd County?
That must be where the barber's from.
Oh, boy.
And this is from our detective out there, Bubba Bluegrass. And the headline is, man holds his cousin at gunpoint for stealing his cheese grater.
A cheese grater?
Yep, a cheese grater. You cannot tolerate things like this. Yep. A man in Kentucky caught his cousin stealing his cheese grater, an empty bottle of Lysol, and some soap from his house.
Oh, that's just not his cheese grater then.
Well, that was just the start of it.
Oh, okay.
And he caught him.
Mm-hmm.
And he held him at gunpoint until the police arrived.
Really?
Yep.
Man, they don't have any lives.
I don't know why he was so desperate for a cheese grater or an empty bottle of Lysol. I don't know.
I don't know neither.
No, but they took him and they hauled him off to the pokey. Ooh, the next one is from South Carolina.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear who's reporting this one.
This is from our deputy out there, Leroy Bumpkins.
Okay.
But you don't think it's Leroy?
Okay, Leroy. I know Leroy.
You know, when you go to a Costco, everyone is, the big highlight is the free samples.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Recently, two men got a little too worked up over the free food. Police were called to a Costco store where two elderly men started swinging fists in the sample line.
Why?
Let me explain. While a 70-year-old Costco customer patiently waited his turn in line for a free slice of cheese, a 72-year-old man in a Hawaiian shirt strutted in front of him and stole his sample.
That sounded kind of like you if you were 2 years older.
That was the that was the first offense.
Because you like your cheese.
Exactly. It did not stop there.
Okay, keep going.
Shortly after, while in line for a cheeseburger sample, the Hawaiian shirt-clad man did it again.
Really?
Cutting in front of the same man and stealing his piece of meat.
Mm, so what did he do?
And that's when the fight ensued.
Unbelievable.
I know. So the police took them both to the pokey.
Unbelievable.
The next one is from Louisiana.
Oh, boy. Let's hear this one.
This is from our a parish deputy.
Okay.
Louis Leroux.
Whoa!
You know Louis.
I know Louis.
Yeah. A councilman was recently arrested for stealing and eating a moon pie.
A moon pie?
A moon pie, yes. He went to a convenience store, opened up a moon pie, ate it, and stuffed the wrapper in his pocket.
Okay.
And the police were called, and they hauled him off to the pokey.
For a moon pie, really?
Well, he told the clerk, he said, well, you don't know who I am. I'm a city councilman.
And he
said, I don't care. You stole a moon pie.
Yeah, but I would think that they would just kind of like sweep it under the rug.
Not in this parish in Louisiana.
Wow.
You can't steal moon pies. So they hauled him off to the pokey. And let's see. Oh, this is from another police woman that we have here.
Oh, and who's this?
This is from...
Angie Dickinson?
No, this is from in Colorado.
Oh, in Colorado.
Where a lot of the old flower children
settled
years ago, Estes Park and Rocky Mountain High and all that other stuff. Yeah, well, this is from our Jasmine Wildflower.
Oh, okay.
She's a policewoman out there.
I'm sure she's a hippie, too.
Well, yeah, it could be. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But Wildflower is her name.
Well, this one particular individual, I don't know what kind of flowers they are, though. Maybe she have them in her hair or uniform or...
Keep going, my love.
Mushrooms in her hair.
Wild flowers, not fungi.
Oh, okay. Anyway, don't try this at home. Let this be a lesson to everyone.
Okay.
Okay. A man decided, he was 28 years old, he thought it'd be a funny joke to take a banana out of his pocket and point it at a policeman like a gun.
Are you kidding?
No.
How stupid.
Well, let me tell you, it gets worse.
Okay.
The cop he pointed it at runs back in his squad car and calls for backup.
Oh, my God. It's a banana.
I don't know what the guy was thinking. So, yeah, basically all these squad cars.
And the guy just stood there with his banana pointed at him when he ran into the car?
He had his banana pointed at him. And a policeman called all these cops. They all came there and arrested the man for something. What did they arrest him for?
What can they arrest him for? Pointing with the banana?
He's facing charges of felony menacing, whatever that is.
That's stupid.
Because there's no charge of pointing a banana at a policeman.
Or anybody. I mean, that's stupid.
Well, hey.
And he went to the pokey?
He went to the, they hauled him off to
really?
The pokey. Yes. Yes. So
don't, that's an unbelievable story.
So don't, it was on the internet, so it's true.
Always.
So don't point your banana at a policeman.
Because otherwise you'd be stuck in the pokey for a while.
Well, we've got a little bit of time left, you lucky people. So we have Nancy here with some stuff that we don't know what to do with. We got to kill a couple minutes, so let's have some smorgasbord.
I'm just wild about smorgasbord. I got a craving for smorgasbord.
Okay, here's a good one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Burger King starts discounting the Impossible Whopper. Burger King really wants to sell its Impossible Whopper. The Miami-based fast food chain Thursday revealed that it is putting the plant-based burger on its $2 for $6 menu for a limited time.
Really?
Yep. Yet Burger King clearly believes that plant-based meat is the way to go. The plant-based platform will be expanded, noting that the company is already testing an Impossible Whopper Jr. and an Impossible Sausage. I do not.
And
I
wait,
repeat.
Wait.
I do not want to eat plant-based food. I want real meat.
An Impossible Sausage.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm sorry. The only thing that should be plant-based is a salad.
Mm-hmm.
Truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
And these things aren't really much healthier for you.
They're not. They're worse for you.
The calorie and everything else.
No, they're about...
They're not really that healthy.
No.
I mean, if you're a vegan or something, okay. But still, they're not an Impossible Sausage.
Mm-hmm. I can't
wait.
Mm-hmm. I can.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling us we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Signal is praying. March winds in February. It's that kind of thing. Christmas writer can write for a singer to sing. Me, myself, and the other. The sun. Friends in February. it's a challenge for sure. On the Côte d'Azur, on the Côte d'Azur, when your heart is pure and the sky is blue and the sea is too and your eyes open wide, can't be the night, but you feel inside. It's a challenge for sure. March, friends, and February on the Côte d'Azur. When your heart is pure and the sky is blue and the sea is too, would you feel inside?